This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, the 2019 edition, number 15. I'm with Lou Mancuso, and many people in aviation will know that name. Lou has been out on Long Island for thousands of years doing flight schools and charters and all kinds of stuff. Now, Lou, you, here at Sebring, you've started a new flight school, a new flight academy, and you're trying something a little different here because you're focusing in on light sport with an idea of a professional pilot track. So how's that going to work?
Well, we need to fly planes 1,000 hours a year if we want to be profitable. And I need to get a lot of hours to prove the safety of my landing doctor protocol. So the academy will be number one to prove how safe my landing doctor principles are. And number two, it'll be a business.
And then what's the market goal of the school itself, and why Sebring?
Okay, we want to produce a pilot that has 1,500 hours and an ATP so he can get a corporate job or an airline job in the shortest time for the least amount of money. And Sebring makes that happen. We have our own house here that was very affordable, so we have $300 a month housing. We use light sport planes that are very economical to operate, and it's $300 a month, unlimited flying, and we do the financing. We have very affordable housing, housing for the planes, hangars, affordable tie downs, affordable office rent, right in the lobby, classy. We don't have to maintain a lobby and bathrooms. It's just we rent a couple of offices and we're in business. So it's very low overhead, auto fuel, self-serve right here on the airport for the fuel that these planes need. And just we have Brant Howell, a 12,000 hour CFI, who's a 55 and retired, and is very enthusiastic to work with me on promoting the landing doctor safety protocol. And you put those things all together in Sebring.
Now, you do have a 170 in the 172 in the fleet. You could have gone with all 172s, but you decided not to. And what's the experience been so far of people who fly both?
Everybody loves the Bristow. I doubt we'll have the 172 for more than a year. I just wanted to have it for a lot of people that come in and don't know the Bristow, that they could fly the 172 until they fall in love with the Bristow.
And what are the costs like for using the light sport over the 172?
They're about the same because I'm operating a brand new $200,000 Bristow as opposed to a 15-year-old $125,000 172. So the costs aren't much different.
And what will the typical student go through to do this program? What are the costs be for that student if he comes in and it's basically a full-time training gig, right?
Our business model is they'll arrive with about 50 hours total time. Maybe they're private, maybe not. We have a 100-hour package, which will bring them to 150 total time, at which time they can become a light sport CFI. And that package is $2,000 down. It's $19,700, $2,000 down, finance $17,700 for $300 a month. So they'll have $300 a month for their flying and $300 a month for their housing. They'll be full-time students flying every single day to fast track towards their airline job. And they don't have to pay it back for years and years and years. So it's very affordable.
And how long will that fast track take?
About 2 years.
Okay, so the student comes here, starts 1 year, and is finished at the end of the second year.
Right.
And where do these students come from? Where do you expect to draw from?
All over the country. Yeah, because we have housing, so the entire United States is our audience. Affordable housing, affordable flying, financing, beautiful new planes, the weather, the great airspace around here. What's not to like?
And how are you marketing? Are you marketing just U.S. or foreign too?
Just U.S. for now. We are in AV Nation and Aviation Digest, Trader Plane. So we're starting to advertise a little here and there. And we can't handle that many students. So we're not advertising too much because we can only handle probably 8 students. And we would be full and have to wait a few months for the next semester to take another 8.
Okay, and how do people find out more about this program?
Well, our website, the SebringFlightAcademy.com, all the information, all the costs, all the program is right there on SebringFlightAcademy.com.
Okay, thanks, Lou.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.